doing up there? You're supposed to be in Betty Bye by now. You too, Chucky. Here's your little nightlight. Mwah. Sweet dreams.
Oh, no. It's happening again.
What is it, Chucky?
It happens every time the lights go off, Tommy. First the air gets black, and the scary shadows come out, and all the monsters crawl out of the closet.
That's not true, Chucky. There are no monsters in the closet. Besides, not all the light went off. We still got the nightlight.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Tommy. The nightlight will keep the monsters away.
Yes, sir. This new anti-gravity playpen is going to put Pickle's toys on the map.
Aware of that deed.
It's never been this dark before, Tommy. Where'd the light go?
Oh, I don't know, Chucky.
Tommy, the closet monsters are gonna get us.
Come on, Chucky. There's no closet monsters.
Are you sure?
Of course I am. There's no such thing as closet monsters. Every baby knows that. There's definitely no closet monsters.
Pretty wild, dude. Power's out all over town. Figured I'd bring the tots over and we can have us some java.
We can?
Always be prepared, dude. I got a battery-operated percolator. It'll brew a mean pot of Krakatoa and espresso. Let's put the kids upstairs and try her out.
Blanket.
Because it's dark out there.
And it's dark under there, too.
Gee, I never thought of that.
Do you guys know? All the lights is gone.
Yeah, the lights gone from our house, too.
Aren't you scared?
Oh, why should we be scared?
Because closet monsters.
Where?
Over there.
There's a ghost.
And a witch. And a giant hand.
Guys, I don't think there are closet monsters.
Huh?
Yeah, I think there's something else. Let me just get my flashlight.
Tommy, don't!
I wonder if there's any light in here.
Clothes and junk.
Boy, I guess those weren't closet monsters after all. You know, I'm not as scared anymore. In fact, I can't believe I ever was scared.
Candles, flashlight, first aid, water bottles, and... For a walk now, Spike. This is an emergency.
Come on, Chucky. That wasn't a real monster.
I don't care. I'm not coming down until the light comes back.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I guess we gotta get the light back.
But how?
Maybe the light's hiding.
Oh, great. If he's hiding, we'll never find him in the dark.
We'll find him.
I wonder where the light goes every night when it gets dark.
Hey, you guys, I know. I remember once, a long time ago, when I was really little, my mom took me in the kitchen to get some milk. It was real late, way past my regular bedtime. That's when I saw the light. That must be where the light hides at night. In the refrigerator.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
He sure has been in there a long time.
Maybe he's stuck in the refrigerator and he can't get out.
Yeah, maybe we're the only ones in the whole wide world who can help him.
We gotta do it. We gotta go down to the kitchen and get the light out of the refrigerator.
Yeah! Yeah! I'm not going. Not this time. This isn't just regular old scary Tommy. This is the dark. No light at all. Not even a night light. No, Tommy. I'm staying right here.
Okay, Chucky. Whatever you say.
Wait, wait. You're not gonna leave me. Wait, I'm coming too.
Any minute now, Deed.
So do it. I'll just twist this a little bit tighter.
The light! It came back! Oh, no!
It's okay, Chucky. We just saw the whole room lighted up and there's no monsters. It was just this glow-in-the-dark free caller.
Tommy!
Don't worry, Chucky. Now that we've got Spike, we got no reason to be afraid.
Why, in my day, we did all our schooling by firelight. Nothing wrong with good old-fashioned firelight. And I can tell you, they built them fires the real way, not with these newfangled magic logs. Shoo, shoo!
I can't see anything!
There!
There!
There! Come on, you guys!
This one.
And Stu said, "Let there be light!"
Rats! I just about had the darn thing going, too.
Hiding in the fridge in the first place.
I don't know. Maybe he was afraid of the dark, too.
Tommy!
Hey, Deed, look who's rummaging for a midnight snack.
How in the world did you kids get here?
I would have thought the little rascals would be afraid of the dark.
Not these kids. They're not afraid of anything.
We better get you kids off to sleep. It's way past your bedtime. Well, since you brave babies aren't afraid of the dark, I guess it's okay if I unplug this awful little nightlight.
Destroyed it in 15 seconds!
Oh, come on, Pop. It's just a game. I'm sure you can put it back together. I mean, how many different combinations can those little pieces make? Come on, kids. I think Grandpa needs some time out. You two can come with me while I do my errands.
Hey, Chucky, did you hear what my mom said?
Yeah. She said we get to go with her when she does her harems.
Don't you know what harems is?
No.
That's when the grown-ups take you to big buildings where there's nothing to play with and they make you sit still forever and not have any fun.
But, Tommy, that's boring.
It's the most boringest thing in the world. Even more boring than when my dad watches the Super Bowl.
What are we gonna do, Tommy? What are we gonna do?
We're here, kids. First stop of the day, the ATM machine.
Did you hear that? The M&M machine.
M&M's. Maybe this won't be so bad after all.
Mommy doesn't think this is very funny. Oh, you are just a little ball of fire today, Tommy. Oh, no. The machine ate my card. Now we're going to have to go inside. We had a minor accident, if it's not too much trouble.
I'm so sorry, Mrs. Prindklers. Let's get the proper forms.
It's Pickles, actually. This won't take too long, will it?
Just a few simple questions, Mrs. Prindklers, and you'll be on your way.
Okay, now. Name? Address? Well, this seems simple enough. D.D. Prindklers. Oh! Pickles!
Hey, Chucky, did you see that?
What?
I got all the way up to the machine, but I couldn't make the M&Ms come out, so you know what we gotta do now.
Wait quietly while your mom finishes writing on that paper?
No. We gotta get back to the M&M machine and get our candy.
But, Tommy, I really don't want to get into any trouble today.
All right. If you don't want any M&Ms, see you later.
M&Ms, trouble. M&Ms, trouble. M&Ms. Tommy, wait!
Blood type. I think I'm A negative, but I'm not positive.
And these are our friendly tellers, gentlemen.
Friendly tellers, not a good sign.
Get too friendly, forget about your job.
Then the trouble starts.
We've seen it before.
And down here you can see part of our security system. The red buttons are connected directly to the police station. If a teller steps on one, a SWAT team will have the bank surrounded in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Hardly record-breaking.
Hardly.
What's the matter with this thing?
Well, there it is, Tommy. But how are we gonna get the candy?
There's how! This must be it, Chucky. The place where they keep all the M&Ms.
Where, Tommy?
Up there! Come on!
break, broken, like everything else in this miserable world these days. What? Hey, come on, baby. Daddy needs a new cellular phone.
Oh, no M&M's in here. Not here either. Maybe the man who was here before ate them all.
Move aside. Midshipman coming through.
Hear that, Chucky? Old ship boomings. I knew this place had candy. Let's go.
Oh, good. Our midshipman is here. This will give you an opportunity to see our vault team in action.
Mark it down. Midshipment during business hours.
Highly irregular.
Highly.
This is a triple reinforced door built of a titanium kryptonite alloy. When the door is open, this electric eye protects the inner vault by creating an impenetrable laser shield. If the beam is broken, the door will slam closed, sealing the intruder inside. A fly couldn't get into this vault undetected.
A fly? No. A corrupt bank official. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Wow, Tobby. How much candy do you think they keep in here?
Chucky, look! Those must be the mints!
What's this stuff, Tobby? Doesn't look like candy. Doesn't taste like candy either.
Maybe the candy's in the bottom of the bag, like the Prize and Reptar cereal.
Yeah!
Keep looking!
I don't see any, Tobby. This just looks like green wrapping paper.
Hey, Chucky, look!
Wowee!
Candy!
Oh, no! Bruno, you clumsy oaf! You walked through the laser beam! Help! Help!
Mr. Richter and Mr. Sims, this is Mrs. Trencherman, one of our bank's most valued depositors. Mrs. Trencherman, these are,
We're federal bank examiners, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness!
No need to be alarmed, Mrs. Trencherman. Just a routine investigation.
Of course, they all start out as routine.
You're telling me. Nice rubies, ma'am. Obtained legally, I presume?
Well, of course!
You know, Sims, it makes me sick when I think how criminal types have infiltrated the banking system of our great country.
Criminal types? Why, Mr. Lowe, I don't know who these gentlemen are, but no one speaks to Mrs. Harriet Trencherman that way.
Gentlemen, please. Mrs. Trencherman is one of our oldest customers.
Old? Why, I...
Mrs. Trencherman, when I say old, I didn't mean to imply...
It's true that I'm no giggling schoolgirl, Mr. Lowe, but I would hardly consider myself... Old.
Hey, these aren't candies. They're rocks.
Old indeed. At least I'm old enough to know the best way to hang on to my money. Not in cockamamie stocks and bonds, but in diamonds and rubies that'll last forever.
Must be our nap time.
Chucky, look, a lollipop. I bet she knows where the candy is.
Oh, here we go again.
Great-grandmother's maiden name. Gee, we always just called her Booby.
Excuse me, Mr. Poltex.
Miss Hayes, if I've told you once, I've told you a million times. Please don't interrupt me when I'm reviewing loan applications.
I'm sorry, Mr. Poltex.
People's futures are at stake here. These are life and death decisions. Don't let it happen again. Approved. Aww. Miss Hayes, I thought I...
Mr. Poltex, Mrs. Trencherman's fainted.
Blast. I hope the old bat's all right. She's worth millions.
Wow, Chucky, look at this place.
I don't know, Tobby. It doesn't look like any candy store I ever saw.
There's gotta be candy in here someplace. Look around. Ugh.
I wonder what kind of TV this is.
Barney, pork belly prices are going up like crazy. Buy, buy, buy!
That's not a good channel.
Barney, there's Billy Change. Sell, sell, sell!
This is the worst TV I ever saw.
me stop. There's no candy in here.
Maybe you're right, Chucky. Wherever they hide it good.
I guess they don't want to share.
Or else they don't have as much candy as they let you think.
Come on, let's go find your mom. You know, Tommy, maybe they don't have any candy here at all. But if they don't have any candy, what's all the fuss about?
Calling all cars! Calling all cars! 211 in progress, 33rd and Main!
Your weight on the moon in kilograms. Oh, there. Sorry that was so boring, kids.
All finished now?
Yes, that certainly was a challenge.
I know, but rules are rules. You know, I must say, your kids are little angels. So well behaved. Let me give you two a little reward.
Ooh. You two were great. Oh, it's such a relief to know I can bring you with me when I do my errands.
But Agent Richter, Agent Sims, our bank has a spotless reputation.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moe. Until your security procedures are improved, we'll be taking this money down to headquarters to keep an eye on.
Hold it right there, you two! But, officer, what's the meaning of this? These men are bank examiners.
Bank examiners? Ha! These two are the most notorious bank robbers in the whole country. We've been after them for years. Thank goodness someone had the foresight to trip the alarm. Otherwise, we might never have caught him.
You?
I don't know where we went wrong. This should have been like taking candy from a baby.